What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks can be heard on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other major platforms. On today's episode, I want to speak about a very sensitive subject, which I feel that I have all the right to speak on because I am raising three beautiful daughters. So this subject matter is also going to be sensitive to many women who listen to this show. So the things that I'm going to say, believe me, I have much respect for women, and I just want you all to hear me out from a man's perspective. And the subject matter I'm speaking of is about many women on social media dancing, twerking, showing their asses, you know, for attention. You know, many of our young women are being misled, thinking that showing your ass and dancing for the gram is women's empowerment. So I really don't understand how that could be viewed as women's empowerment when the only thing that you are showing is your physical body. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. As a father raising three daughters, I have always taught my daughters to have self-respect for themselves. And in having self-respect for yourself, everyone around you will see that and have respect for you. But if someone sees you disrespecting yourself, the first thing that will come to their mind is that this person doesn't have any respect for themselves, so why should I have respect for them? And I know we can say, well, just because someone's disrespecting themselves doesn't mean they're asking for disrespect. Of course, we shouldn't disrespect anyone at all. But if we want to speak honestly about what goes on in the world and about how we are judged, if we disrespect ourselves, 9 times out of 10, someone else will disrespect us also. So, as a man and as a father, what I'm really bothered by is that many of our young women are on social media, dancing, twerking, damn near half naked with their asses out, playing very sexual, suggestive songs, speaking of what they want a man to do to those body parts while they're dancing to them, what they want them to do to their asses, you know, what they want them to do to their throats. They got this song called Throat Baby that's out right now that I see many young women on social media singing to. And you know, the lyrics are something about sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe, let me skeet in the back of your throat, throat baby, whatever. That's some disgusting shit, and that's some shit that our young women are singing along with, and nobody is speaking against it. You know, our culture is the only culture that is allowing radio to play songs that are very disrespectful to our women, that's playing songs that speaking about and bragging about having fatherless babies, that's speaking about anything that's degrading to our black women, you know. And at first it was the young women doing it, but now it seems like I see older women doing it, and older women are starting to do it with their daughters. They're starting to twerk and do all of this, shaking their asses proudly with 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds next to them. And you know, many people might not agree with it, but I'm tired of us as black people making excuses for degrading content. Like, oh, it's just a dance. No, it's just a song. No, it's a sexualized dance. It's a sexually suggestive song and dance that you're doing on social media to where a man isn't going to look at you and be like, oh man, she is so intelligent because of how she's shaking her ass and how she's singing about what she want me to do to it. Nah, he's going to look at you as a sexual object and nothing more. He's not going to have any respect for you, and he's going to look at you and want to have sex with you. So when you see him in person for the first time, don't expect him to be, oh man, I love your mind. You say so many intelligent things. No, he's going to look at you and be like, I want that ass. You know, I want that ass that you was popping for the ground. So all I'm saying is we got to do better. I mean, I've been over 10 years. I've been writing empowering books about young black women, about our daughters, about uplifting women, because I am raising three beautiful young daughters. You know, I was raised by a single mother. I'm married to a beautiful black woman. I want us to continue having our black families. You know what I'm saying? Right now, if we continue on this path, black families will become extinct. You know, no man wants to marry a woman who all she's doing is twerking and showing her ass cheeks on social media. No man is going to respect a woman that's doing that. No man of substance, I would say. I mean, you got some men that'll take a woman doing anything. But you got to look at the quality of man that you're going to have. You know, do you want a man to respect you for your intellect, for your mind, for the way you treat yourself, your children, for the way you treat him? Or do you want a man to just be there for you because you popping that ass the way he like to see it? Come on now, we got to do better. I want you all to understand that I'm only speaking from a male's perspective on this subject matter, and I invite anyone who can explain to me how is shaking your ass half naked on Instagram for the world to see is empowering to women. We as men just don't see how empowering a woman is through her shaking her ass sexually, because believe me, men are not looking at that woman and saying, oh man, she's so empowering. You know, they're looking at that woman and it's like, damn, you know, I'ma hit that, I want to hit that. So I don't see, I just, maybe it's me, but if you feel that you can explain to me, make me feel that this is empowering for women and this is not degrading our women, please feel free to contact me and we can really speak about it on the next episode of any upcoming episodes of Avery Speaks. All I want is for us to keep growing as a people, to continue growing as a community, and we have to call out, you know, what we see that may be causing harm to our families and our communities. And I really believe that our young women could be doing something greater that is empowering instead of dancing provocatively on social media. And I think more women, if they were to speak out against it and speak on national stages to our young women, you know, maybe they can get through to them. But honestly, even older women, you know, don't like hearing conversations or statements like this from a man. You know, and it's sad that society has gotten that way. But, you know, I really think that our women can reach a lot of these young women and help them understand that what they're doing is degrading themselves and degrading their bodies. And it's going to be hard to find a man to respect you as a woman and in a relationship. because of that. Thank you once again for joining me on another episode of Avery Speaks. Don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 inspirational books. You can visit averywashington.com to get all autographed copies of my books. Also, if you would like to have the Kindle edition, you can visit amazon.com. So until next time, peace and blessings.